The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Well, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Unfortunately, everybody wants to change your neighborhood. How would you like to have a 14-story high-rise right next to your one-family dwelling? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that send your property values up? I'm thinking not, but that's what the Biden administration would love to do. You know, I came across a lot of things this week that really seem to baffle reality and objective truth. You know, we look at, and I keep using the word, you know, I'm going to stop doing that because we don't know. And that's why you listen here, because this is an amazing twisting of the American mind right now. How the media has taken over the America they've taken over America. Without even firing a single shot. Very simple question was put up on Microsoft, being myself, and I quote, and I looked up on Google. Ready for this? Here we go. Any Republican district attorney, federal prosecutor, or law enforcement agency, have they brought any action against Donald Trump? And guess what I got back? The answer. No, I got no answer. You know what I got? This bizarre search, asking a simple question, brought me back to every state persecution against Donald Trump without ever answering the question. Never, never, never did I receive the answer of none. And in fact, what I did receive is a colloquy of all the things that Donald Trump is accused of doing and all of the actions that were brought against him and all of the changes that he would make in America. Nothing answering my question. Now, what is the problem here? Well, big tech and the platforms are in the bag for the radical left. And this country is dying as a result of the corrupt business practices. What else is new? But we kind of knew that, didn't we? You know, someone once told me they never met an unbiased algorithm. And I really didn't have an idea of what that specifically meant. Well, more importantly, what the distinct outcomes of these things are, what the distinct outcomes and problems are when you have something like this, when you take away the reality and you try something different. And this problem is what we're now going through in America. This is a real problem. Why? Well, you think about it for a second, okay? Let's think about this. Now, I want you to come with me on a little journey. Something. When this country has lost its soul, its morals, its affinity for the truth, we're lost. And we have lost our identity, the United States of America, right? So I went and I looked up truth, and I had to go to several sources. Let me just put it that way. Absolutely incredible. I had to go for the definition of truth to several different sources, because not one of them would give me the reality. What's reality? Well, let's see. The objective truth, and this is what I've come to understand and defined. Objective truth refers to information or statements that correspond to reality independent of individual perspectives, emotions, or biases. Huh. How interesting. It remains constant regardless of who observes or interprets it. Wow. That's pretty deep, isn't it? Now, the concept finds its roots in logic and empirical evidence, emphasizing the necessity of verifiable and repeatable facts. In simpler terms, objective truth is something that is true for everyone, whether you agree with it or not. It stands in contrast to subjective viewpoints, which can vary based on anything, and based on personal opinions and feelings. Well, here are some of the key points about objective truth. Independence from beliefs. Objective truth exists independently of what we believe. Our beliefs do not alter the facts of the world around us. Which is true remains true, even if we stop believing it or cease to exist altogether. Now, let me give you an example. The world is round. We now know that to be the truth. The independent from belief used to be that the world was flat. Remember that? Yeah, well, they probably don't teach that anymore because they're teaching DIE, which should DIE, and DEI, which should DIE. But the bottom line is that it's independent of your personal beliefs. Wow. We don't have that anymore, do we? Now, here's another one. The scientific approach. In scientific research, the assumption of objective, independent truth is crucial. We've lost that also in America. Look at the pandemic, COVID-19. Did we have scientific approach? No. And St. Fauci? Oh, we found out a lot about him. There goes his sainthood. So scientists make predictions based on theories and then test those predictions. If the tests succeed or fail, regardless of what the researchers believe, it supports the idea of objective truth. Properly designed and conducted tests ensure that the outcome of the scientific approach is not influenced by personal beliefs. And they do things such as double-blind studies, things of that nature. It's too detailed to go into right now, but suffice it to say that it's an objective approach, something that we have completely lost in this country, both on our medicine, in our approach to the Constitution, in our approach to our citizens. When we took over this country and shut it down under COVID, there was no scientific independent research to validate that. And I understand they acted out of an abundance of caution. But now we're finding out that they knew from the beginning that everything they told us was pretty much a lie. And what is even more baffling is that they turned around and then they censored the people and shut them down and fired them when they disregarded what they were trying to shove down our throats. Let me get back to what the objective truth is and truth, why it's important. So the next step would be confirmation independent of mind. Something is considered objective if it can be confirmed independently of a mind. If a claim remains true, even when considered outside the viewpoint of a science, viewpoint of a sentient being, okay, which means take everything that is garbage out of it and look at the basic bottom line. It's labeled objective if it's without the sentient being viewpoint, okay? So it's labeled objective, bam, right? So let's look at that in summary. What is objective truth? It transcends individuals' perspectives and provides a stable foundation for understanding the reality. Reality that we all apparently might used to live in, but don't anymore. This is a fundamental concept in philosophy, science, and our everyday lives. But sadly, it no longer exists in the news media. It no longer exists in the White House. It no longer exists in the Senate or the Congress. And I'll give you an example of it, okay? Very, very short example because I don't want to run out of time. Today's a lot to cover. Last week, the term bloodbath was used in a comment by Donald Trump, clearly talking about the fact that if we keep pushing EV vehicles that are made in China, mined by Chinese companies, in destitute countries mined by child laborers, that our auto industry would be decimated by this Biden policy. The bloodbath. But the media didn't tell you the truth again. They told you that Trump was calling for violence against Americans. They said he was calling for a bloodbath. Boy, my words are not working today. I feel like AOC. My brain is detached from my mouth. But is it time to call for a rational, complete change in our government? Is it time to disassemble and cut out the infection in this government? The government is infected. We all see that. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be repaired. It needs to be redone in the eyes of what the founders intended it to be. A government for the people, by the people. Not a government against its own people. And the leaders of our government are attacking the citizens and placing them under arrest. This government is besmirching its citizens, attacking our homes, attacking our ability to make a living, attacking our ability to afford to live our daily lives, attacking our freedom of speech. The number one amendment to the Constitution, that pesky old document. Attacking our opposition leaders and trying to put them in jail, trying to bankrupt them, creating fraudulent cases against citizens, changing criminal and civil statutes to affect the outcome of a single case, such as the one against Trump. So what now? We all see this. You see it on the left, you see it on the right. You think the right's attacking you, and the right thinks the left's attacking them. You know, I saw something interesting on Instagram. And yes, we are addicted to that social media stuff. But at first I thought it was a crazy guy dressed up in some dirtbag little Santa suit. And this guy was babbling about the people that really control this world and that we have no idea who are behind them. And why do you think you only have a two political party system in the United States? And the guy was babbling for a while. He was talking about the Illuminati and the fundamentals. And then he started to make sense, which was really surprising to me, because when I first saw him, I said, oh, great, another crazy hobo on some drugs that are flowing in through the southern border. But you know what? The guy began to make some sense. We all think about it for a second. Who's pulling the strings in this country? Is it the Republicans? Is it the Democrats? Or are there people sitting in smoky-filled rooms? Well, probably not smoky rooms, because they're probably climate change people. And they're making determinations on what the future of we the people should be. And that's a scary thought. He may be very right, that crazy guy, that there are people controlling this world, and the globalists who fly around in their private jets and meet in secret places and then tell the rest of us that we got to give up our gas-powered cars because they've just flown into some secret place that put out as much carbon monoxide as 100,000 cars in the United States. But that they can do because it's for thee, not for me. The Governor Newsom problem. Yeah, the French Laundry. Remember that? So I'm going to get into a little bit at the end of the program about, is this the time for the second revolution if America has to stand? So let me go back in now, and I'm going to head back towards my what was supposed to be the beginning of the program and just got tossed up aside its head, just based on the fact that I think I needed to get that in there. I really did. The twist in the American mind is just getting ridiculous. And let me just explain to you what I mean. This week, it was Chuck the Schmuck Show. What's Chuck the Schmuck Show? Something this week happened that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. I never thought a Jewish American would, in effect, have committed what I consider a terrorist attack against Israel in conjunction with providing Hamas more ammunition. What does that mean? What is that all? Oh, it sounds really bad, right? Pretty bold accusation, isn't it? Let's look at the facts. Well, Chuckie Schumer, that great senator from New York, woohoo, who's probably one of the weirdest senators that there is, other than Fetterman, perhaps, and he's turning out to be not so bad compared to Chuck Schumer. But here's the disastrous problem. Imagine the United States in the middle of a war. Oh, that's right, right after 9/11. Let's look at that, and how about that? Let's say, Great Britain or one of our other allies comes out and saying, you know, what you need right now, after they just killed 2,700 and some odd people, you know, the Ilhan Omar something, some happened to some people on 9/11. Yeah, that kind of ilk. Okay? They come along, Great Britain says to us, you need a ceasefire. And by the way, you know, you also need another president. You need an election because this president sucks. Okay? You know what we would tell Great Britain and any other foreign country, for that matter, who told us that we need a new election because our people are not competent enough to understand the nature of the leader? Do you understand what that is? Do you understand what that says? That's called America. The fact that a Jewish American calls for the destruction of Israel and a further terroristic attack upon Israel by this imbecilic speech on the floor of the Senate. It wasn't like some stupid thing he said in front of the Supreme Court calling for violence back then. That was just Chuck Schumer being an idiot again. But when I say it's tantamount to an attack on Israel, and I always say he cannot be that stupid, but I put forth this proposition. He's not. He's not an imbecile in that matter. He's calculated. He's a calculated slime bucket. Why? Because he maneuvered himself to take a wrath away from Muslim Americans that Biden's supporters are losing left, right, and center. He has lost the Muslim, the people in this country who are the radicals. And he depends on the radicals in this country, on the left. They're the ones, the Rashida Tlaibs of the planet, okay, that still are here, unfortunately. So what Chuck Schumer did, calculated as he is, he turns around and he, this lobotomy-in-chief patient that we have in the White House, and he turns around and he thinks that this takes the problem away. Let me give you the new thing. You know, and then you have the statue, Nancy Pelosi, and she gets up and says, Chuck Schumer's speech was for a love of Israel. Okay, the statue of Pelosi should be torn down. This is the insanity we are currently living under, where a sitting senator could abdicate their soul and call for the ouster of the current leader of a nation, one of the strongest allies of America. And in the lamestream media, everything is fine. He says it's out of love for Israel. Well, because they wanted it to survive. No, the Democrats are trying to woo the loony left wing back into the party mix. It's not stupid. It's a great idea. But it's a stupid idea because the left are the Looney Tunes. They're the ones that want to destroy Israel and America. How many times do we have to say that before somebody goes, you know, you're right. And that's fine. You want to do that. You want to abdicate your soul and say destroy America. But don't tell us, you want to tell us you want to destroy Israel. Don't tell us it's for the love of Israel. If you want to destroy Israel, you know what? I do believe in the Constitution. I do believe in the First Amendment. And you have that right. But when you get in my face and you block my path, you've crossed that line. You know, the last time Israel gave up land, how'd that work out for them? Not too good, did it? They gave up the land and nothing happened. Peace for land, remember that concept? Yeah, that went out. So what I'm trying to indicate to you out there is one of the things that I'm finding right now, and I really never thought this, quite frankly, because 5 years ago, Google was not that much of a left-wing Looney Tune search engine. At least I didn't understand it or recognize it, and now I do, because all of the algorithms in Google are skewed. They are biased. And if you need a real clear example, there was something that they had out for a while called Gemini, their AI co-pilot. And that was showing pictures of black Nazis. I mean, George Washington being black, because it's as if white people didn't exist in that program. And apparently they ripped that right down because their DEI department must have got into the little workings in the machines. But you know what? You got to listen. You got to pay attention. If they tell you Trump is something, and you tell if they tell you Trump said something, understand that the media is going to tell you the lie. And every turn from now on until every time from now on until the election, they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you that Biden's not incompetent. He's 100% a better leader. He's more important. Look what he's done for the world. Yeah, well, look what he's done for the world. It's burning down. It's in chaos. Wars are going all over the place. Commercial traffic. Notice the media stopped talking about that, leaving the canal because the Houthis were bombing everything. They've been hitting ships. They sunk ships. They killed our servicemen. And I'll get into that in a few minutes. But they're going to tell you everything, like the laptop from Biden. That wasn't real. And then the 51 secret guys, the intelligence department. Yeah. And they all said that's Russian earmarked. It's misinformation. Okay. What's misinformation is when they tell you it's misinformation. They are bizarrely lying to you each and every day. It's not only from the media platforms, but from the White House. This is our White House. Our White House. It doesn't belong to the elite in this country. Where's the FCC? I listen to the 24/7 lying channel, MSNBC. How they are still on the air is bizarre. It is nothing but a bunch of babbling buffoons. And you have people like that on the air. And there are people who actually listen to that. But they don't get to hear anything. They don't get the reality. They get the take on reality. And I said to you before, the objective truth. America, you got to start looking for the objective truth. The lying sack of crap media that you're looking for is exactly what it is. It stinks. It's a pile of crap, and they're putting it in your inbox, and they're putting it on your screens, and they're putting it on your TVs. This is just an industry filled with garbage, and it has gone goodbye. And Joe Scarborough, that babbling imbecile, that line of crap, that dirtbag gets up there every day and states and yells at people, he's going to continue to lie to you throughout the time up until the election. And that guy, he is the lowest form of scum on the earth because you know what? He cannot tell you the truth. His lips would catch on fire. The fact that our media can't even tell the truth on one day is astounding, but not surprising, quite frankly. I expect that from him, and I expect that from you. You need to turn around, and you need to look, and you need to see what they're telling you, and then research it. Go to different sources. Go directly. You know what? They tell you Donald Trump said something like bloodbath. Go look at it. Go look at the video. Listen to the speech because they lie to you. The media went bonkers. They went bonkers over the word bloodbath. And then there was a montage played on several of the right-wing conspiracy media of everybody else using the term bloodbath. And no one else was hair caught on fire because it wasn't Donald Trump. Because if they make, see, they cannot run on Biden's policies. They cannot run on, look what we've done for you over 3 years and made your life better, because they've made our lives miserable. 60% of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck right now. You still want to vote for this imbecile? This is what you want in this country. Then you deserve what you get. When you put people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden into the White House and you let them stay there, we cannot be this stupid anymore. We're losing this country. And just demonstrated by the bloodbath industry. Okay? These people have been lobotomized. And I don't know them before they get to Washington, so I can't tell you whether they were this much of a bunch of idiots before they got there. But it is incredible. When you open up your mind, apparently, when you get to Washington, your brain leaks out. And this country is falling apart. It's not, I want to take that back. It's not falling apart. It's breaking apart physically. It's not the rich versus the poor. It's something that we never saw happening. It's the elite progressive left versus the reasonable, intelligent Americans. Because remember something, there are intelligent Americans on both the left and the right. Just not the fringe elements. So let me get this straight this week. They're looking. Maine passed the bill this week. This was great. They are now a sanctuary city for, I can't even believe I'm saying this, for sex changes for minors. You don't even have to have permission of your parents. Well, there you go. We've completely gone off the rails. The train is on fire. We've rolled down the hill, and we buried ourselves in the sand. From this same imbecilic state that believes that, quite frankly, you wouldn't give a 12-year-old a gun or permit him to have a pistol or permit a 16-year-old to even have a pistol, but yet you can go and change your entire physical body and create something which is just uninhabitable, quite frankly, if you listen to some of these transgender people. They're all nuts. Most of these people, you know, I keep hearing there are 62 different genders. Well, you know what? Pick one. But when you're older, you don't have the right as a 12-year-old to make a determination of what you want to be the rest of your life. That's not appropriate. Just like you don't give them a gun. Just like you don't let them drive when they're 12-year-old. Because there's a certain development, a certain, you know, human, remember I said that before, sentient being development that needs to happen before you have this kind of responsibility. And when you hear testimony from transgender people that their parents went off and changed their entire lives and they're miserable, they're suicidal, and they regret that every single day of their lives, how could we possibly do this to our children? How can we possibly do this? You know, from the people who want you to be able to have an abortion in your ninth month, to be able to have a 12-year-old make a decision on whether or not they want to mutilate their genitalia, this is just crazy. This is the absurd country we are now living in. We've gone off the trail. We're not even near the trail. But where are the crazy people? They're in the government. They're running this country. And quite frankly, the rest of America is not this crazy. It's not. It really isn't. This is basically what's going on in Maine is state-sanctioned child abuse. Okay? Now, let me move on to that topic because that's just bizarre. I can't even believe that I had to cover that topic, but I felt compelled to let you know where this transgender stuff is going. State-sponsored mutilation of children. That's beautiful. So, you saw this week in Haiti, what's going on there? And our State Department, just like the brilliance in Afghanistan when we surrendered Afghanistan, they don't have a plan yet to get the 1,000 Americans out. And somehow or another, I'm believing that number is really low. Kind of like when we took out all the Americans in Afghanistan, leave no one behind except for the ones we left behind. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But here we go. The Dominican president said, ready for this? This is great. They completed its border wall with Haiti and says that the border wall will increase its ability to enforce its laws and keep law and order and a healthy society. Yet the United States doesn't get this yet. And if you weren't aware of it, did you see the rush and the invasion literally on film that I saw yesterday at El Paso, Texas, when a group of about 100 or 200 invaders charged past our border guards, charged into this country, ripped the razor wire, or they call it concertina wire. I don't know why they call it that, but and charged into this country. And then they were turned over to the Border Patrol by the National Guard in Texas. And guess what the Border Patrol did? They gave them a notice to appear, the NTAs, and they let them loose. So, first action, break into the country. Second action, charge the border, rip up the fences, destroy property, and then come on, we'll let you in because you're such a nice guy. We have become the laughingstock of the world. You know, we took a Haitian invader under Biden and flew them into the country. And he raped a 15-year-old handicapped disabled female. What more do we need to see in this country? How many more Lake and Rileys do we have to see? When are we going to come to our senses? When are we going to say enough is enough? The government is in a revolution. It's against its own people right now. We, the American people. And let's talk about for a brief moment the Donald Trump ridiculous judgment of $450 million against him. You know, there wasn't a bank. There wasn't a victim. There was no fraud. Yet somehow or another, Judge Engoron, in his infinite wisdom, and Letitia James fulfilled her campaign promise. I'll give her credit for that. She turned around and got a $450 million judgment from Judge Engoron. Fantastic. And he made it so that Donald Trump would have to post a $454 million bond in order to first appeal the case. I've never heard of anything like this. I said it last week. Sam Bankman-Fried, billions of dollars in actual damages, in actual theft. And he has to post nothing. He just signs a piece of paper. What more do we need to see what a persecution is about? When your government wholeheartedly goes after an individual and seeks to destroy that individual, and not, it's not about Trump. This is the problem. This is what the media is yelling about. It's not Trump. It's the American people. We are being attacked. What do I mean by that? Donald Trump is the leading, he's the nominee of the Republican Party for the President of the United States. And he is being attacked on all fronts from the Democrats. Not one Republican DA or not one Republican Attorney General has brought any claims against him. But somehow or another, again, the Republicans are way behind. They're not devious enough. They're not focused enough to do anything. How about we go after Joe Biden for all the fraud? Well, you don't need any facts. Remember? There's no objective truth anymore in blue states. Well, why should there be in the red states? Let's sink the entire nation. Let's just bury it right now. They're basically trying to ruin the Republican elected official. And now you know why Governor Haley hung around so long. Because she saw it coming. She's not stupid. She's smart. She's good. You know what? In my 35 years of being a practicing attorney in two states, I have never seen a judicial system so broken in my lifetime. In the state of New York, where they did away with cash bail for felons because it was an imposition under the Eighth Amendment. It was too high for them to pay. Because you know what? We told them to commit the crime in our society, so why should we have to bail them out? They should just get out. Right? There you go. So it's unfair to hold criminals in an action, in a criminal action for violent felonies under bail, but for Donald Trump, $454 million with no victims, no complainants, that seems very reasonable to everybody in New York. Well, no, it doesn't. And if you don't see it, you're as disturbed and twisted as the rest of the people who are persecuting him. You know, it smacks of a political injustice. It smacks of election interference. You want to see election interference? Look at New York. It is 100%. The $92 million judgment against him by the person who couldn't even remember what year it took place, an alleged sexual assault. But New York changed that law so she could bring it 30 years later. Wasn't that beautiful? See, the Democrats in the blue states are devious and focused. And they don't care about the law. They don't care about justice. So, I don't know. If you're going to let it go, if you're going to corrupt the morals and the ethics in this country and violate every standard of society today, you're going to get what you get. Okay? And when it happens and you turn around and you say, well, wait a minute, what do you mean no more elections? Well, you'll wonder why. Because Joe Biden changed the world. And he's going to destroy America in the process. I watched a little bit of yesterday about the Biden corruption hearing with Tony Bobulinski and AOC. Brains versus apoplectic female unhinged from reality. It was just pretty funny. That circus continues, led by the head clown Jamie Raskin and his parrot monkey AOC. But you know what? Stand by one second. We're going to come right back. And I'll let you know what happened yesterday. Stand by.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to America's Web Radio with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. Just want to do a quick, before we jump right back into the Biden corruption hearing with Bob Alinsky and Braindead AOC, just want to do a quick shout out to our station manager and our station owner, Dave, wishing you a successful and quick return to the station. Get better soon. Had a little incident, but you know what? You're a tough guy. You'll make it. So, unfortunately, Biden isn't a tough guy. And yesterday at the corruption hearing, you had the circus continue with the head clown, Jamie Raskin, as I said before the break, and this parrot monkey, AOC. What a pair of brainless dolts. Jamie Raskin, he's the guy who brought the circus to town, to Washington, with the Russia hoax. Nobody was ever held responsible for this fraudulent garbage, this disgusting conduct and comments, along with the other Democratic Looney Tunes. And now he wants to tell us that the clearly legitimate investigation that is just bolstering and basically breaking out with facts all over the place, objective truth. Yes, objective truth. I know that's difficult to understand. But the legitimacy of this investigation into the Biden crime syndicate and the strange donations and money and moving foreign diamonds and foreign entities in and out of Biden family members, 20 different shell companies. Nothing to see here, right? Absolutely zero. But here's the difference. This is what I loved about the hearing yesterday. Every time a Democrat jumped in, and see, Republicans, you're dumb. You're really dumb. You're dumb as rocks. Because you see what the Democrats did during January 6th? They kicked all of the Republicans off. They kicked them all off. And they just made it the Democratic show. No, and the Republicans who they put on, please, Liz Cheney, okay, and that other imbecile, please, those are not Republicans. Those are Democrats. Don't even get me started, but let's not go there. So you had like a ping pong match, five minutes, back and forth. Every time the Democrat got up to speak, they talked about how much money Trump made from foreign entities. Well, brainless Democrat, lobotomized patients, let me explain to you what the difference is. What did the Biden family sell? Did they sell houses? Did they sell real estate? Did they sell hotel services? Did they sell business advisory services? Well, nobody was an expert in anything. Oil and gas, anyone? Nope. So what were they selling? It is an uncontroverted, serious, uncontroverted factual issue of illegal activities. You have to love the fact that Hunter Biden, who can easily connect the dots if he was answering questions, was now absent from the public hearing that he demanded yesterday. What a joke. But Peter Navarro is now in jail he's doing 4 months for failing to appear before Congress. But where's Hunter Biden's referral? Where's the criminal referral? Because the Republicans are lame. Okay? You see, Republicans need to get all the Democrats off the committee, just like the Democrats did, and then run it like a theater production. More graphs, giant posters, videos. Instead, they're given the facts. And quite frankly, the facts can be spun by the lamestream media faster than a centrifuge. And they're losing the PR contest. And if they don't take control of it soon, they will lose the interest of the American public. We have a 15-second American public interest, and then we're on to the next thing, the shiny object in the corner. The Democrats have the messaging machine. They speak with one brain, one voice. The Republicans can't even agree on what day it is, and that's the biggest problem. So get smart. You know, I watched AOC try to get Bob Alinsky into a corner. That was pretty funny. That was like an ant trying to get away from the magnifying glass of a group of people. You know, it was ridiculous. She made herself look like a bigger idiot than she normally does. She needs to really figure out why her brain is not connected to her mouth. And now she's also, I heard, she's pushing the new Green Deal again. Or the old Green Deal in a new green wrapper. Yeah, why don't we do that? Good idea. Why don't we cap rents at 20%? That's it, 20% of your income. What a beautiful idea. Is Biden going to call my mortgage company and tell them that? That they're going to cap my mortgage at 20%? Oh, it's only for rent. Oh, that's it. I get it. So now take my money and give it to other people while I work 80 hours a week. That makes perfect sense to me, right? Socialism, that's right. When you see Bernie Sanders and Jamal Bowman, the fire warden, remember when he pulled that one? No consequences again for the Democrat. And then you have AOC jumping on board. You know, why should people have to spend money on their housing? Well, that's the way America works. You want something, you buy it. Oh, no, that's right. We just give it away. So then we looked at, this week was another hearing, which I found fascinating. Fascinating. The Afghanistan surrender hearing. So on Tuesday, General Kenneth McKenzie and General Milley, retired, blamed Afghanistan, or called Afghanistan, I should say, a strategic failure. They blamed it on the State Department. You know what they said? Nobody followed our recommendations. We literally gave up our soldier security to the Taliban. This was a completely pathologically disgusting display of stupidity and incompetence. It was an absolutely ridiculous that he would get up there and lie to the American people. He admitted that none of the conditions of the withdrawal had been met, but that President Biden, pay attention, President Biden wanted that date. Whether or not it killed service members or anyone else in the way or stranded our allies, he wanted out by that date so he could claim 9/11, that he ended the war. Just another demonstration of the continuing and absolute incompetence in foreign policy and in domestic policy, by the way, for this administration, with Biden leading the incompetence. I mean, put that in his column, too. 13 dead, 3. Oh, we're just racking them up, aren't we? That was a disgusting display of an American bailout of a country. And I'm sorry, 13 service members are dead under the command, and we're blaming the State Department? No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I find that really, really rich that they're claiming that. This is a blatant display of how failed government exists and what the consequences are, more importantly. There are people who put their lives out for this country, like Tony Bobulinski and his family. They protect our country. They are willing to die for this country. But you know what? Why? Because if there are imbeciles running the country, why should they stick their neck out? And that's part of your recruitment problem. You know, knock off the DEI, knock off the, transgenderism, and get back to lethality. Otherwise, we're done. We spent $828 billion on our defense budget. China spends $222 billion, and yet they can kick our butt in a war? Does anyone else see something wrong here? Because I think there's a real problem in this country, and we better wake up. And for that, this is another problem. I'm going to tell you this, but I thought about this. Don't even try to justify me how the Democrats didn't show up for the House Armed Services Committee hearings. You have 13 dead servicemen killed at Ebbe Gate in Afghanistan during that strategic malfunction, and there's no consequences whatsoever for them. No one ever is held responsible anywhere in this government under Biden. This is why America's failing. This is now a corrupt, absurd government-run organization in America. Why wouldn't they show up for that hearing? You know how disrespectful that is to parents who've lost their children, who've lost their sons in defense of this country, and you don't even have the respect to show up for them? Jeepers, that's disgusting. So now let's run over to Texas. Oh, this was great. Texas wins big at the Supreme Court. Joy for a moment. And then it was ripped away. So on Thursday, a complete breakdown of order at the border. El Paso, Texas, 200 invaders break down and charge the border and rip the concertina razor wire away, injuring Texas National Guardsmen. This is great. It's a national travesty, yet the media didn't cover it. You know what? The mainstream media didn't show it. You know what showed it? Newsmax, Fox News, and I forget the other name of that major station there. But these are the only people who showed it to America. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. Nope. Why not? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. You know, oh, these nice people want to come into our country. Let's show the violence. Let's show the death. Let's show the destruction. Let's show the increase in crime. And why do you think Biden is bleeding the Hispanic population in this country from his campaign and they're heading to the Republicans? Because they don't want to live in a crime-infested, unruly, unlawful society. They came from those societies. They came here and immigrated legally. And stop saying, the Democrats will never say it, but understand America. There's a difference between legal immigration and illegal invasion. That's the difference. So here we go. So, of course, as usual, you know, you had Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sotomayor. They dissented in their opinion against the court. But not much of a surprise there. They're so far left, they're literally off the map. So it was Texas's law, I think it's SB 40. Very succinctly written. It's basically what it says is Texas is now doing the job of the federal government because they failed. Not that they failed, though, they're refusing to do their job. There's a big difference. And they're now going to be charging these people with the illegal evaders with actual crimes, which then will make their importation into America impossible. Well, unless, of course, the Democrats change the law again, and then anything's possible. Well, that moment, which lasted for about 30 seconds, because the Fifth Circuit Court then reversed the Supreme Court of Texas, and now they're going to hear testimony on it. This is great. You know, there is nothing like anarchy in our court system. The political anarchy in this country, and believe it or not, despite everything you're hearing, it's not being caused by Donald Trump. It's being and is rooted in the Biden incompetent administration and their appointed judges. That's right. And now you know why it's important to have smart judges, not just political hacks. Because that's what's going on in New York. You got a political hack judge. That's what's going on in Texas now. Another political hack. An Obama-appointed judge. Our forefathers are crying in their graves right now. Because we're destroying the grand planned scheme that they put together for these 13 colonies that were the original ones. And now the states have become their own planets. And America cannot survive as independent planets. It's just, it's not going to work. It is the unity and harmony that was there that is now destroying this country. It's gone. It's sad. But it's the reality, the objective reality that we now live in. And I have to tell you, flopsy-mopsy at the White House podium the other day, Karine Jean-Pierre, okay, comes out and says that the enforcement of SB 4, the Texas law, would create chaos at the border. The bold-faced, disingenuous lie that there's no accounting anymore for, but anything for words, for conduct, for culpable conduct, or actions, or you could be the most incompetent person in the Biden administration. Look at Blinken. Look at Milley. Look at these people who he hired. How about that nuclear guy who stole women's clothing at the airports? Well, I think they finally got rid of him. But these are the people that Biden's put in his administration. Check the box and you're in. Boom. It's beautiful. They lie consistently every single day. I don't want to hear any more lies about Donald Trump. I don't want to hear that Donald Trump lied to us. Because you know what? Our government is lying to us as a whole. But you know what's interesting? In 4 to 5 months, Biden completely dismantled our southern border and our sovereignty. And it was all downhill from there. But you could see it coming. But the Republicans, they did nothing. They sat there. They barked about it. They yapped about it. And they did nothing. If the Republicans don't want to become an ink stain on the historical manifest of this country when they write its epitaph, they better step up. And they better start doing something. Because the Democrats are focused on destroying this country. They better do it. Democrats set the law on its head, and they blatantly defend the Second Amendment only when it applies to illegal invaders. Yes, listen to this. You'll love this. An Obama-appointed federal judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, this week made what is the most puzzling decision I've ever seen. Well, not that I've ever seen out of an Obama-appointed judge. She says that an illegal alien, an invader into this country in Illinois, has a Second Amendment right to bear arms and self-defense. Something tells me that the radical Democrat ring, the Democrat wing, it is a ring, of this nation is basically destroying the notion of citizenship. Now, our Second Amendment rights apply to illegal invaders in this country. This is great. Despite the law that says that people who are not citizens cannot own guns, this judge comes out and says, yeah, he can have a gun. So, because if you're not a citizen, you get free housing, free health care, free food, gift cards, hotels in major cities, flights around the country to anywhere you want to go, and I can't even get reasonably affordable health care as a United States citizen. Yet my taxes are going to pay for everyone else to have free things. What am I missing here? Why do we have a United States passport? Why don't we just have, like they used to have a bra-burning, you know, sit-in back in the 60s and 70s? Why don't we do, let's burn our passports. Why don't we take all our passports to a park and just set them on fire? Why don't we do that? This country has become radically stupid, and the Democratic policies are further killing this nation. Unfortunately, as I said, I don't say it again until maybe someone gets it. I'm going to say it again and again and again. They got to get it through their knuckleheads. This is pathetic. The pathetically weak Republicans are missing in action. They're investigating everything, but they're getting nothing done. Okay, this particular federal judge just ignored the country's long-standing rules and regulations of illegal weapons in the hands of illegal invaders. But it's okay. The lines are completely being blurred now. That's what they want. Do you not see it coming? They want the 10.5 million people that they let in the last 3.5 years to now become citizens and overturn the American. But here's the problem. The people they're letting in don't have an American culture. They don't value the life. They don't value the American. They don't pledge to the flag of America. They're in their own little planets, and they don't care. They come in, they steal, they lie, they injure, they kill people, and that's the good ones. So we are living in an upside-down America right now, and I believe that all the intelligence is now leaking out the top, as the cap is now off our American jar. Truth, justice, the American way, it's gone. It's coming out as we turn over the jar. It just continues to leak out until there be nothing left. And stations like MSNBC, like I said, 24/7 lying. It's a disservice to America. Where's the FCC? Don't they do anything about it? No, it's incredible. We have in this country, and I keep hearing the term, the Trump derangement syndrome. I now understand what that is. This is the highest form of the miscarriage of justice. What's currently going on in our judicial system in this country is a travesty. It's a disaster. And I don't think there's any stopping of it. We have a rogue government who's violating our rights and continuing the persecution. And it's not Trump. It's not only Trump. It's Daniel Penny in New York City. The hero Marine who stepped in and protected people from being killed in the subway by grabbing a guy who was acting irrational, and a bunch of people were calling the cops. They fear for their lives. He jumps in, and he's the guy now on trial. He's the guy now on trial. Okay? This is absolutely bizarre. This is Jose Alvarez all over again. He's being charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide for defending people. And you know what you saw the other day on an LIRR? I saw a video of it. LIRR is Long Island Railroad, for those of you who don't know, in New York. People ran. There was a fight, and a guy slashed somebody. And you know what? People ran away from it. Instead of getting involved, they ran away. Why? Because this is the consequences of being a bunch of imbeciles as the democratic policies take hold in the society. Because you will have people, there's somebody being killed, there's somebody being raped, they're going to walk away. Why? Because if they get involved, they're going to be charged and arrested and go through an entire trial. And by the way, those of you who are thinking of voting for Biden, let me give you another hint that's going on, because you won't hear it anywhere else. Zoning and the Biden plan to finish the destruction of the middle class and your suburbs. Let me just tell you something. Those of you who are thinking of voting for Biden, let me just give you a little tidbit of information. Biden and his green, brainless, grand home secretary want to basically bring pressure on local governments to take over their zoning and make multifamily housing tenements in your single-family neighborhoods. Because you know what? Being in a single-family neighborhood, making it to a single-family neighborhood, making it beautiful, that's racist. Why? Because people who don't want to work for a living, who don't want to really work hard and get things, they want to be given things. So they want to take away your sanctuary that you built with your hard work. And it doesn't say whites only. It doesn't say blacks only. We have blacks. We have Hispanics who have made it, who are here. They're in the suburbs. Why? Because they don't want to live next to the garbage, next to the tenements, next to the dirt bags that they're letting into this country. They're fleeing. But yet, these geniuses want to take that away from you. They want to integrate everything. They want to make the rich and the poor right next to each other. But you know what? You won't see a 14-story high-rise on Martha's Vineyard next to Obama's $20 million ranch, will you? You won't see that next to the Bush's little ranch in Texas, will you? No, you're going to see it in Joe and Jane Smith, who spent every dime they had to get a house in a suburb. That's where they're out of their freaking minds. And you better wake up. You better pay attention here. This is what Joe Biden stands for. And you're not going to hear it until it's too late. Just like the green energy crap, what they're trying to get rid of gas stoves and everything else. They want to put solar panels on your head. I mean, come on. We're getting ridiculous at this point. But you better wake up. You better do your own research. Don't listen to this garbage. It's ridiculous. This country is losing its soul. We've lost this country. And it's time for a second revolution. The turn of the century where revolution is about to be fought in America. This is the plan for the Biden genius bar. We better wake up. If America is to survive, we need to stand up and fight for itself. If you vote for Biden, you've surrendered. You've given it up. You've taken it and gone. 200,000 deportation cases lost under Biden. Wake up, America. You're changing your world. And you better make sure that Biden doesn't get back in again. So I'm going to end with that $1 trillion spending bill I believe just passed this morning. Good luck with that. That ought to send inflation through the roof. But on that happy note, it's Mark the Shark signing off from Bite of Reality. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.